Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is VJ. And as you heard, he is in for Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It has been a ton of fun for the first 2 hours of a Worship Wednesday, and it's going to stay that way for the next 60 minutes. We're going to have some great discussion. We got Cuffs, the legend. He's an NBA analyst, basketball trainer, and social media influencer who we will chat with at the bottom of this hour. But for now, it's just me and my man, VJ, the big vanilla funny. All right, I brought it up with Eddie House, and he said, VJ, what a lot of players or ex-players are saying. Giannis is great. Giannis is a top five player in the league. But they almost are saying, without using the word, that it's blasphemy to call him the best player in the world. Well, I'm about to blaspheme in a basketball sense. And here's what I'm going to say, VJ. I do think we're in a period. There are stretches of the NBA where it's just clear cut who the best player is, win or lose, right?
Yep.
MJ, it was some years when it was like, well, win or lose, he the best player. Now, we know once he started winning, he really never stopped. But I think he was the best player in the world and regarded as such even before he won his first championship. And everybody kind of understood that. LeBron, there's been years where obviously he's only won it 4 times, the championship. But it's still been understood. But yeah, LeBron's the best player in the world. We're not in that season right now. Like right now, I do think there's some doubt. I do think there's some question. I do think it can be a matter of preference. But in that environment, I'm ready to say Giannis Antetokounmpo right now is the best player in the world. Now, if LeBron takes it from him this year, takes it back next season, fine. If KD comes and takes it next season, fine. But for right now, you got to crown the brother because he's won a champ. He's done something that neither LeBron or KD has done. And that is win a championship without a second superstar. And you would even say without a second star. I'll give Middleton star status, but he definitely ain't no superstar.
No.
And they've never done that. Kyrie, Dwayne Wade, Anthony Davis, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson even. I could call him a superstar. So there's that. And this is a change for me, VJ, because entering the finals, I said it right here on this show. Even if Giannis and the Bucks win the championship, he won't be the best player in the world. I said it just a couple weeks ago. And I said it because Giannis often played to his weaknesses. Giannis was kind of a point forward. And when he's out there playing point forward, he would often settle for jumpers or threes or just try to run darn near head first into the wall, right? But what I saw from him in this series was growth. Mentally and physically, what I saw was a decision by him to dominate the interior. I didn't see him settling for the jumper. I didn't see him taking bad threes. And when he was on the perimeter, for the most part, I saw him making the right basketball play. How many times did he drive and kick it out for an open three to a Pat Connaughton or somebody else? And so when I combine, I'm saying, look, if Giannis is going to play to his strengths and he's going to be primarily an interior force with occasional jumpers, occasionally handling the ball on the perimeter And then I throw in, okay, but in transition, he can grab the rebound and go Euro step and dunk on somebody. Or make the right basketball play. Or rebounding. He going to dominate and be one of the best two or three rebounders in the league. And defensively, he's arguably the best defensive player in the league and can guard every position. When I throw in all of that, I'm like, you know what? Right now, let's give it to him. Why not? Only let's go down the – I'm going to go quickly. I'm going to get to Kevin Durant, and okay. I'm just going to say this.
Okay.
Because I want to hear your view. The only thing Kevin Durant really does better than Giannis is shoot. He doesn't defend like Giannis, doesn't rebound like Giannis. Passing is close.
Yeah,
you might give KD the edge, right? You might.
Yeah.
Handle, I give him a better hand. Right. And I'll give him a better handle. But again, it's not like that much better. And Giannis's handle is not a detriment to him. He handles it fine. And so I'm really looking at shooting. And if it's all about shooting, I'm not picking the dude who's going to win the skills competition at the NBA All-Star Weekend. I'm not picking who's going to win a game of horse.
Yeah.
If it's all about shooting, Larry Bird was always better than Kareem. Dirk Nowitzki was better than Shaq. It's about dominance. And this year, Giannis was more dominant than anybody.
This is actually, it's a great topic, and I try to stay away from best this and best that, because it's all personal narrative nowadays, right? With social media, allows everybody to put their own opinion out. But I'll give you these names. These are who I think are in the conversation for the best players in the NBA today, right now. Of course, Giannis. Of course, Kevin Durant. I still think Kawhi Leonard. I know he's not the marketable guy, and he's not the talkative guy, and he's not the look-at-me guy, but when you put him on the court, both ends of the floor, one of the better players in the game, and Steph. I know people are going to be like, oh, you're hating on LeBron. No, I watched LeBron park himself on the block.
Wow, you don't even put LeBron because in discussion?
Let me explain, because LeBron over the last 2 to 3 years, the age is coming. The father time is coming. I know the ankle was a cute excuse for his fan base, but you can still see he's still pacing himself. Once you have to start pacing yourself, and once you start parking yourself for 75% of games on the box and kind of play D that way, come on now, let's just use our eyes, people. Let's not use our hearts. You can start to see that Father Tom catches everybody, okay, and it's tapping him. It's tapping him on the back of his jersey. But because he has such a big fan base and a big following, it's going to be hard to let him go. Just like it was hard for me to let Kobe go. Just like it was hard for people to let Magic, Bird, and Mike go. I'm fine with that, and that's fine if you're that fan. But if we just want to talk basketball and talk sports, let's just put it on the table and don't just show me numbers again. Put the film on. Watch the film and turn the volume off. Don't listen to the commentators. So Giannis, KD, Kawhi, and Steph. And AD, to me, would still be honorable mention, but he has the health issue, so I don't put him there. But if you put AD on the floor and he's healthy, he could be the best player on both ends on the court against, 29 other teams in the league. And that's a fact, and he's shown that. I'm not mad at you calling Giannis the best player in the league today, because like Eddie House, a.k.a. Waves, told us a minute ago, we are victims of the moment. It's not always a bad thing. You could be a guy that could say, hey, I told y'all 4 years ago he was the best player in the league. If it catches on to that, say they're going to win in two of the next three. Well, Chris Broussard was saying he was the best player back in after that first one. So y'all late for the people who were more reactionary in sports talk than trying to, reach up there for high fruit and make opinions. So I'm not mad at that. I still don't think it's KD. I think KD healthy. And remember, he's coming off an Achilles, and they had to really pace him this year. But when he was on the court, it was 30-9, 30-8, 30-10. Like, it was just, he is still better than Giannis with the handle. And I disagree with you. It's a big margin. It's not just a little bit. KD has a much better handle than Giannis. He's a much better shooter from everywhere on the floor.
He's a far better shooter.
Yeah, handles. Oh, man, yeah. Handle. Yeah. If Giannis, listen, when Giannis backs up, the two things I don't like he does, every time he lines up for a three-pointer, I cringe. I'm like, dude, if you just go in the paint, No one can. That's what I'm saying. Yes, if you just do that, bro.
But that's kind of what he did to a large degree in the series. That's why I'm saying.
Yeah, no, no, and I agree with you, and I love to see that part of him. But KD's a much better shooter all around. He's a much better handle. But once again, Giannis kind of has that intangible that he just built it and he did it himself. So this one championship in dominating fashion with a guy I don't even call a star. I would agree with you that it's okay for anyone in the world today to call him the best player. You're not going to get an argument out of me, but if you ask my opinion and who I think it is, I'm still going to go with KD, but I'm not going to argue with you calling Giannis best player.
Oh, I thought you said you're not going with KD.
No. I still think KD pound for pound is the best player in basketball, but I'm not gonna debate you if you say it's Giannis. Right, it's just okay. Right. These are one of them topics where you know everything don't need to be debated, right? These are just one of them topics where you go, okay, right, I'm not mad at you calling Giannis, but if you ask me my opinion, I'm still rolling with Durantula. That's PG County, baby. That's my home. DMV, what up?
Here's what I'm saying. I don't think AD's in the discussion.
Okay, yeah, honorable mention.
AD was bad this year. Like, I mean, you know, for his level. I mean, he was an all-star legitimately. No, it ain't the LeBron effect. Because the LeBron second dude with LeBron can always get his, right? Know. It's the third dude, right, that don't get his. But AD didn't come to ball. Not as a superstar this year. He was a star. He was not a superstar, even when healthy.
No.
Kawhi, obviously, I mean, we just got to check him off right now because he's going to have this knee injury, so he's out. Steph, it's too small. And
that's not fair.
I can point out a lot. No, it is fair because it's a game of size. I mean, it really is.
Steph,
I was talking with Isaiah Thomas today. I asked him who the two best point guards ever. He's including him. Mm-hmm. He said Magic and Oscar because of their size. So size does matter in this game still. And then the thing is, we focus on Giannis's weaknesses, and some of it's his fault because he has showcased his weaknesses, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's put them out there for us to see all the time. But Steph got weaknesses. I mean, Steph don't defend, you know, and he can be exploited on that end.
Two-time steals champ.
Yeah, but still, that don't mean Allen Iverson got a lot of steals too. Larry Bird got a lot of steals.
Oh, so now numbers. Hold on, CB. Hold on. I'm telling you, I just fished it out for you. So now numbers don't matter.
Who said numbers matter or don't matter? I never said that. What I'm telling you is numbers matter, but numbers aren't the only thing. It's not like you just look at the numbers and say, bam, that's it. I mean, steals, anybody in the NBA will tell you, yeah, it's nice to get steals. But steals don't mean, just because you get some steals don't mean you're a great defender.
Yeah. Isaiah Thomas the other night said he much rather, better defense than him is if we get you to miss the shot. Listen, I'm a Zeke. Zeke's my guy. You know that. I'm jealous that you even name dropped that on me. I don't even know a guy named Isaiah I can even say I talked to in the last 10 years. So Zeke's my guy. So I listen to him. I watch everything he does, all his interviews. I love watching NBA TV just to watch. If they got Zeke on, I'm watching it because that's just my dude. And I feel you on that. Steals are cool, but I still think that it does take some sense of defense and some sense of awareness, playing the passing lane, having quick hands.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's an irrelevant stat.
You know, to be a good defender.
Yeah, I'm just saying that getting a lot of steals does not mean you're a good defender.
I think it erases you can't defend, though. I think it don't.
Because
really?
You get in the passing lane. Okay. You can get in the passing lane and get two steals a game, and for the rest of the game, you getting abused. Drew Holiday is one of the absolute best defenders on the perimeter.
Yes.
We know that.
Yes.
We just watched him. He's never averaged two steals a game.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying. So, but LeBron, I think, is still in the discussion. And then Harden, my only issue with Harden, because I'm going to be honest, during this regular season, I was saying Harden might be the best player in the world.
He grew on me, man. He grew on me, man. He did.
He is an elite all-time scorer and an elite all-time playmaker, which is rare. But my issue with Harden is that he hasn't always bad in the big moments. He's had some big games, you know, in key moments. But he's also fizzled and gotten tight in big moments. And I got to be honest, man, I thought game 7 against Milwaukee. I know the hammy was bothering him, but he lost all his superstar swag. I'm not going to be a decoy. I'm not going to set KD up. I'm just going to be like Joe Harris and Nick Claxton and Blake Griffin and all these other cats and give it to you, KD, at the top, at the foul half court, and go on the side and watch you work.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. I get it that your hammy ain't right, but you can still, you're a smart player. You're a skilled player. You could be out there as a decoy. You could be setting KD up for better shots, but it was 1-on-5. And that made me question Harden. So it's kind of like you said, all these guys got something you can point to. And yes, KD is obviously a better scorer. Well, he's a more skilled scorer.
Skilled scorer. I like that.
His jump shot is fun. Right. Yeah. Because over the last 4 years, Giannis has averaged more points.
Yep.
And he's done so just as efficiently, if not more so, because he does it inside.
And
it's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, does that, Shaq wasn't the most skilled player, but I can say he was the best in the league at a point.
Well, he's definitely the most dominant. And if we could point something else about Giannis, too, that we haven't had a chance to mention today, and I don't hear a lot of people talking about it. Two things. Last year, before the pandemic hit, Milwaukee was steamrolling the league. They were one of them teams that 4-month break hurt them. It helped a team like the Lakers, where LeBron, who normally when they lose, he wore him down. He had to do too much. He's an older guy, older body, more tread on the tires. He had a 4-month break. It helped the Lakers. It helped keep AD healthy. It helped Rondo get healed. And a team like the Bucks showed up to the bubble and they looked like a completely different team. And then also point two, 2 weeks ago I thought it the minute it happened. We all thought Giannis tore his ACL. The way that knee hyperextended, I've never seen in basketball in my life. A knee hyperextend, a player grab it like that, scream, and fall to the ground and stay on the ground that long, and it wasn't a torn ACL. I've never seen that. I call it the Will and Jada ACL. Can't nothing tear them apart. They together through it all.
Bad marriage for life.
Marriage for life. Yes. Yes. And dapped up laughing when they said it. Like, that's real.
I call his
ACL. That's the Will and Jada ACL, man, because ain't nothing tearing that thing apart. So I just think it puts more props and more shine on Giannis. I will say this, and I'll end it right here because this could go on forever. This is the most open who's the best player in the league era. And that part is fun. That part like because it helps us. It helps our industry. Exactly. It helps the business.
Go take it.
Yep.
All right, your turn to weigh in. After what we saw in the NBA Finals, is it fair to call Giannis Antetokounmpo the best player in the world? 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. It's Chris and VJ, The Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is VJ, filling in for Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by Discover Card. Now, Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing. Because Discover is accepted at 99% of the places in America that take credit cards. I mean, that's basically everywhere. So learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in about Giannis. Fair to call him the best player in the world.
Yes, sir. Let's go to the callers first. So we got Carl coming in from Mobile, Alabama. Carl, you're live right now, Fox Sports Radio. The great Chris Broussard, VJ Vernon Husky. Is it fair to call Giannis best player in basketball?
It's fair, and I'm going to say it's fair for one of two reasons. First of all, the day after the championship, after all the dust settles, and you've defeated everyone that comes up against you, and you're the MVP, it's fair to call you the best. Now, middle of the regular season next year or whatever, people can argue about it. But the day after the battle and you're standing on top of the hill with the trophy and all the hardware, it's fair to call you the best.
Okay.
I ain't mad
and
at
I'm
it.
Not, yeah. And I'm not one to just automatically be like, oh, they won it. He's the best player. You know what I'm saying? But this is a two-time MVP. This is a defensive player of the year.
Yes.
This is a guy who already was in the discussion. You know what I'm saying? That's different than just giving it to Dirk, like when Dirk won it in 2011. Nobody was saying he's the best.
No, no, not at all. Up next, we got Dante. North Carolina getting a lot of love today. Dante from North Carolina, you're live right now, Fox Sports Radio on The Odd Couple. Is it fair to call Giannis the best player on the planet?
Yeah, it's definitely fair to call him the best player on the planet. And it's really not even close. Right now, he's already won two MVPs. Mm. He's won the Defensive Player of the Year. And honestly, at this point, I think he's on the verge of probably being – he could be on the verge of being called the best player in NBA history. He's going to win more MVPs. He's going to win more Defensive Player of the Year. He's going to win more
championships. You're saying that's potential?
Not yet. He's going to win more championships, and he's going to have more accolades that whenever he's done, I think he has the potential to be the best player in history of the NBA.
Yeah, I said it the other day, VJ. Potentially, he could be in the GOAT conversation one day. You know what I mean? That's what I'll say.
Well, listen, I'll give you even more props than that. We bang on each other back and forth, but I'm going to give you some props right here. If you remember, 2 years ago, I sat in for Rob Parker, and one of the topics were, can Giannis, does he have the potential to be the GOAT of all time? We did a segment. So you said it back then, 2 years ago. I said no because I didn't like his mid-range, and he wasn't the player he is now. I didn't think he could then, but you even said it back then, if he did this or did that, A, B, C, X, Y, Z, you know, Dyche Charles, crush your T's.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, you were on it back then, man. So
well, at this point, man, he really is still only about 75, 80% of the player he could be.
Yeah, no.
If he does add that mid-range, oh,
yeah, or also, too, the guys are getting older. Like, Kevin Durant's over 30.
Oh, yeah,
like,
so
the guys we're comparing him to, they're like LeBron.
He's got
2 years
from now.
Yeah.
Left.
Yes.
All those other dudes going to retire at some point.
Yeah, they're going to be gone. Yep. So he could be that guy. Andre in Massachusetts, tell us, is it fair right now to call Giannis the best player on our rock?
Yeah, it's not only fair, it's necessary that we have to put the crown upon Giannis's head right now because he showed you what it is with the 50 points, with the 14 rebounds. People want to cast aspersions on the jump shot, then why was he 16 for 17 from the free throw line? But that's not the reason why Giannis has to be wearing a crown and all of these contenders and, in my view, pretenders have to fall back. The best ability is availability, and Giannis is about that life. He's out there consistently day in and day out. I've had enough of people giving folks the crown and saying that people are great when we don't see the results in money time. Winning matters. And Giannis and the Bucks went, yes, okay, there were some injuries here, but they battled through everybody and they got it done. Okay, we can't say potential or somebody if they were healthy or if they didn't load manage. If it's and butts were candy and nuts, we would all have a happy holiday. Giannis particularly, and the Bucks specifically, they are out. And my point is that folks are not really about that life, and they don't show up to work every day and get the job done. And in Giannis, you have the epitome of somebody who's consistent and gets the job done. And so that's why I feel we need more respect for him, and he's most certainly the best player in the world. Thanks for the time.
Tell him why
that's
mad,
our man,
son.
Andre.
Tell him why you mad.
We got Cuffs the Legend next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, B-Fan. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is an NBA analyst, a basketball trainer, and a social media influencer. He goes by the name of Cuffs the Legend. And you can follow him on Twitter right there at Cuffs, C-U-F-F-S, the Legend. What's up, man? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
Chris, what's up, man? It's an honor to talk to you tonight, man.
Thank you, my man. You do a great job on Twitter. We love following you. That's why we brought you on the show. And you've been listening, so we got to ask you, where you at on this? Is it fair to call Giannis the best player in the world right now?
Is it fair? I got to give it to Giannis, man. Like, I was one of those guys for the last couple of years that, you know, I had some slander for Giannis because I felt like, to be honest with you, he has one of the ugliest games of any superstar that we can ever remember. Like, his game is ugly. Yeah, his game is ugly.
I don't think his game is ugly outside of his J to me.
Ouch.
His little J and three-pointer and free throws is ugly. But the rest of it,
I don't think
it's that bad.
Giannis, aesthetically, his game is not real smooth. It's not a pleasure to watch sometimes. I mean, I give him a lot of credit, man, because I said this on Twitter even last night. Any coach on any level of basketball, from the youth level, college level, pro level, would love to have a competitor like Giannis, and that's what I admire most about Giannis. I've grown to like that in this playoff run and the finals run. But I got to slow down a little bit, man. I want people just to slow down and kind of unpack this, because we made a mistake 2 years ago in 2019 when we hailed Kawhi Leonard as the best player in the world. We kind of got caught up in the moment as fans because – you know, we only remember, like, the last championship sometimes. So I want everybody just to slow down a little bit with the Giannis is the best player in the world. And he's in the top five now, top three or four or five right now. But he's not a better basketball player than Kevin Durant by any means, Chris.
Well, what I would say is what I liked about Giannis in these finals is that he was playing to his strengths.
Yeah.
Like, he has showcased his weaknesses too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, being a point forward, shooting too many jumpers, too many threes. If he is intent on dominating the interior and taking the occasional jumper, or when he's out on the perimeter making the right pass or the right play, that's when I think he could be the best player in the world. But if he's going to be out there shooting, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I thought he did that against Phoenix.
Yeah, I agree. I said it a couple days ago. I said, my dad even said that when we watched the games together, he's like, man, Giannis, if he stops shooting those bailout threes, he's absolutely unguardable. So every time I see Giannis shoot a three, I kind of equate that to seeing Tom Brady scramble out of the pocket. You should not be doing that. You should never.
Nah, that's fair.
You should never see Tom Brady trying to scramble like Mike Vick. So, man, Giannis, I got a new respect for Giannis, but I wouldn't put him ahead of a healthy LeBron. I think people failed to realize that before LeBron hurt his ankle, he was the MVP of the league, arguably, before he got hurt. And I feel like people just automatically assuming that LeBron is washed up and he's starting to decline. He's not the same player as he was in 2013 or even a couple of years ago, but his IQ is so supreme, man, that I feel like we kind of getting a little too ahead of ourselves by putting Giannis on that mantle already. But I think next season, man, is going to be fireworks because like this season right here, man, it really came down to the guys who were healthiest. Like everybody right. been saying it, but this, I haven't seen Giannis beat a super team. You know, you seeing people
but
say
he
that
don't
Giannis,
have a super team either.
But he's
it ain't like he going to war with a bunch of superstars.
Okay, let me ask you this, Chris. Do you think Giannis and the Bucks, do you think they advance past Brooklyn if Harden and Kyrie?
No, I think Brooklyn's the best team in the league if they're healthy. No doubt.
But again,
that's not really a fair fight. That's one superstar against three.
So I'm not gonna
hold it against Giannis if he can't get past Brooklyn.
I mean, LeBron beat the 73-9 Warriors, Chris.
Well, he had two superstars too. Kyrie was a superstar.
Kyrie ain't
a superstar.
Yeah, he had one. That's one.
All right, but hold on. Kevin Love, because dissing Kevin. Let me finish.
Exactly.
Kevin Love was putting up Moses Malone numbers in Minnesota.
Yep. Yes.
Kevin Love was ranked by ESPN as the seventh best player in the league. That's why LeBron wanted him. My point is that as a third option that gives you 16 and 10, you don't get much better as a third option than 16 and 10. And with LeBron, that third option definitely going to be dropped off, just like Bosh did.
This is not any indictment on Kevin Love. I love Kevin Love in his prime. He did a great job for the Cavs. But before LeBron James came to Cleveland again for the second tenure, Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving had never, ever sniffed the playoffs. So how is that a super team?
Because Kyrie Irving was a superstar.
He had never.
And then Kevin Love was, at that point, Kevin Love had made two all NBA teams.
No,
come
playoff.
On, man. You can't diss him like that.
Yeah, if I could, if
listen,
I, if
I'm
I could,
not dissing him.
Yeah, if I could chime in here.
And remember, that was the Golden State team without Kevin Durant. So they had one superstar. They had Steph Curry.
And Klay.
Draymond Green Thompson. Was a second round pick.
Klay Thompson was a star, man.
He's a star. Not a superstar.
He wasn't a superstar, but he's a star. Yeah, he was a star.
Let me say this.
So it was fair. It was a fair fight.
It was a fair fight. So
easily.
Chris Middleton, what do we really define Chris Middleton? Because that's the part that a lot of people are not understanding.
He's a star, I think. VJ don't even think he's a star.
He's a good player.
Bro, he's a good player. Like anytime you score 40 in the finals, you're not a good basketball player.
Yes, you are. That doesn't make you. First of all, what's going on, Cuss the Legend? VJ Vernon Husky, the Big Vanilla, funny here. Yes, it does. It does. It doesn't. That doesn't mean you're a superstar, or star, because you have one game where you drop 40. Especially in today's league, where once again you train people. You are in the guts of this, man. You come from the hot gyms, and so you see it a lot deeper than a lot of other people do. You know they don't guard the same these days. You know you can run around free. Everybody switches on pick and roll. Nobody fights over. That's why I was such a surprise to see Holiday fight. The series changed when the Bucks defensively stopped switching on pick and roll. And anything that they tried to pick up. Once Holiday started fighting through the pick and roll and was staying with his guy, that's what we were used to seeing. You saw the offense from Phoenix struggle. In today's game where everybody switches and you can just run three pick and rolls in a row until you get the guy on you that you want, a big slow center, then yeah, you could go ahead and do your thing and put some points up. But I don't think that makes him an even a star. And to your Kyrie point and Love point, I just feel like that opinion of, well, they didn't do this until they got this. And you could say that about so many great players and superstars in the NBA over the history of the game that didn't get to a certain point or didn't make it to the playoffs until they actually got some players that could play with them. That's not a knock. We need to stop making that a knock in sports.
I think the Milwaukee Bucks are a lot better team than people are trying.
I give you that, but you ain't about to agree with Steven Jackson and say they a super team.
Oh hell no, they're definitely not a super team. they're not a super team. No.
Just making sure.
Just let me say this. Everybody listening, let's just wait a little while. Let's wait until next season, and let's see Giannis go through that gauntlet when he has to go through a healthy Brooklyn Nets. Because remember, Giannis
he
just
ain't gonna
lost
get
to
through them. Yeah, he, if they help,
okay,
they,
okay.
Come on. I disagree on
but
that.
But that don't mean Kevin Durant is better, and that's arguable. I'm just saying, come on, man. If you give me Giannis, Harden, and Kyrie, you don't think that team would rock everybody's world?
I don't agree on the Brooklyn thing as easy as everybody else. I think it's easy to look at those three guys and go, yeah, they would go through everybody. But Brooklyn had issues.
He just lost last year in the bubble to the Miami Heat in five games. And now we're talking about he the best player in the world. One month ago, we were saying Kevin Durant is the unequivocal best player on earth 1 month ago when he dropped 49, 17, and 10 against Giannis. 1 month ago, he was the best. Now, fast forward.
I don't think everybody was saying that. Some people still hold on to LeBron.
People still hold on to LeBron.
Look, KD was great, and Harden abandoned him in that game seven. I'm going to give you that. But KD also went 0-for-6 in the overtime. People just brush over that. And Giannis did beast him in the post on that jump hook.
I think Anthony Davis is a better – let me make this point. I think Anthony Davis is a better basketball player than Giannis, but Giannis plays harder.
Absolutely. AD don't bring it every night, which I'm disappointed in.
I said this on Twitter today, and I'm an AD fan, Laker fan, Braun, my boy, but I got to keep it real, man. I need to see some footage on Twitter, Instagram, or somewhere. I need to see – Anthony Davis training with some Navy SEALs or something. I got to see some workout footage because that's the only attribute that he's missing is that supreme work ethic.
To fight through those little nagging injuries. Yeah, being tip-top shape. Absolutely.
And that was Shaq. That was Shaq's problem. Prime Shaq. Shaq should have like seven rings right now if he was in top shape.
Yeah, Shaq was just so big and dominant, he could play through it. But, yo, we could be on all night, brothers, which just means we're going to bring you on again, man. Great stuff. We love the discussion. Keep up the great work on Twitter. You can follow him at Cuffs the Legend. And we'll get you on again, man. We appreciate the time.
Hey, man, I'm humbled to be on, man. Thank you.
All right, bro. Peace. More Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Yeah, boy. We blessed. You blessed. Remember that.
I'm super blessed.
In this world of evil, this world of division, you're blessed.
Yes.
Count your blessings. Sometimes we just need to count our blessings, VJ.
My mom
Instead
told me.
Instead of always complaining about what we don't have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes we just need to count our blessings.
My mom just said that to me the other day, man. We had a talk about my career and, you know, the grind I've been on. You know how long I've been at this, man, and being able to be blessed to get to the level that I am and still climbing. And she told me, she said, you're worried about it too much. You should be blessed for how far you've come and where you are and your kid and your daughter on the way and just everything that she was telling me was like, you're right. I need to chill out and just be blessed and be thankful. Like when Amen. You pray, right? You say thankful before you start asking for things.
Right, right. Absolutely, my man. Yeah. I agree with you. And look at you. Now you're on national radio, the Odd Couple.
Shout out to you, Rob Parker, Mike Hill. You know, Scott Shapiro, just guys that took a chance on a brother, man. But you guys see, I do my thing, man. And I love you guys, man. I love being here. I love this network. I love being here, man. You hear the heightness in my voice?
Before the vanilla chocolate wonder get too mushy.
Well, that's what light-skinned dudes do. We emotional, man. Let us be what we are.
We gonna wrap this up. All right, quickly, BetMGM Grand got some odds for next year's NBA. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you their top five.
Okay.
Coming in at number four in a tie for fourth are the Warriors and the Jazz.
Okay.
So they got the Warriors up there. Third, they got the Bucks. Second, they have the Lakers. First, the Brooklyn Nets. If you're wondering where the Suns are, they would be sixth. Now, we got a taste of where you at on the Nets a little bit in our discussion with Cuffs the Legend, but I'm going to let you continue that. So you aren't feeling the Nets as much as everybody else.
No, I just don't think it's the cakewalk everybody think it would do because they had some issues defensively and on the glass all season long. Yeah, they can outscore you some nights. They put up 125, 130, cool. But nights that they can't score, they don't defend that well and they don't rebound that well, and you need that in the postseason.
I think their defense in the postseason was actually pretty good.
It was better in the regular season.
Yeah. I don't think the defense, the rebounding for sure mm-hmm. could be an issue. And again, it's with the Bucks, if they will play big, which they did against Phoenix at times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not just shoot as many threes, that goes not only for Giannis, but for their whole team. Then they would have that same advantage that they had against Phoenix, they would have against Brooklyn. Now, I would take Brooklyn, but Brooklyn's got, look, it's a lot of question marks.
Mm-hmm.
There are more question marks about that super team than there were about Miami, than there were about Golden State.
Any super team.
Right?
Yep.
Right.
No,
yeah.
I agree.
Because where's Kyrie's head going to be? Is he going to be able to stay healthy? Harden, what's he going to be like in the clutch?
Mm-hmm.
And KD is, you know, he's obviously tremendous, but there's just some questions about them. So who would you, gun to your head, gun to my head, I still would pick Brooklyn as the favorite. Who would you pick next year's?
I got my finals written down. I'm not going to wait. You know me. I don't like low-hanging fruit. I like that tangerine that's hot. A lot of bugs and spiders and people ain't touched. So I want that tangerine. I got Golden State and the Bucks in the finals next year. Golden State in seven.
So who's Golden State acquiring? Because
I like
Clay? Just Clay?
Clay, Draymond,
just a healthy
Steph.
Clay?
A healthy Clay, Draymond, Steph. Hold on, Claymond, Steph. I think Weissman's going to be a lot better. And you know they're not using that. They're not using 7 and 12. They're going to move those picks for somebody. It just depends on who's it going to be.
Well, it better be somebody bad because I like them. I like them a lot. I'm not ready to say they're going to be in the finals. Who'd you say they're playing?
They're playing the Bucks. Bucks going back.
Bucks, all right.
Bucks going back.
A couple peace.